So guys and girls, what's up? Of course, this is Hayden Redmond here with Brianna Paul.
What's up, people?
But not just do we have Brianna Paul, but we have another special guest on this Between the Ropes podcast for you this evening. Yes, of course. No, I don't know the nickname. But of course, his name's Petey Young. Petey, how are we doing, my friend?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. How are you doing tonight, guys?
We're doing awesome.
I guess I'm doing fine. It's just been a long winter.
Yeah. No.
So, Petey, can you give us a little bit of background history behind Petey Young?
Well, I've been in the business for about 5 years. I became a professional wrestler about 3 years ago. Before that, I started at the bottom like everybody else. I ran camera, learned to ref and worked my way up, trained hard and still going at it. I trained with Draven up in Madison, along with Spaz up in Madison. Also trained with Apollo Shotangarva, and Christian Skyfire helped me, Van Mardigan, and a couple other guys actually helped me along the way. But other than that, I mean, most of the story is just, you know, I've learned by example.
Right, right. Well, you know what? I'll go ahead and say this right now. You're the first guy that's ever mentioned Eric Draven, Spaz, and Van Morgan, and Christian Skyfire. Because, I mean, first off, we've heard from Jake Garvin. Jake Garvin mentioned, he mentioned Apollo Showtime Garvin, which I know you just mentioned him also. But, I mean, you know, I mean, just hearing Eric Draven, Spaz, and them, I mean, from NWA.
Yep.
Which is now NWA. But, and even hearing about Van Mardigan, who we even seen at EPW last night. Which, I have to say, Van Mardigan's awesome also. So, Van, if you're listening to this, yes, you're awesome. You just heard it. But, Petey, wait, hold on. What started it off last night? Why, I mean, why, if the fans were there, why did you come out from the crowd and not, I mean, have your ring gear on and your ring
gear? Well, like I said, like I said last night, you know, he brought all these guys in, but he told me years ago that I'd always have a home in EPW. Well, I never got no phone call. I never got no message on Facebook, no nothing like that. Hey, you want to come work the show? You want to come wrestle? You know, home's back. Let's go. None of that. So I voiced my opinion.
Right. Well, Petey, I mean, I know one of your best friends was in that match, but who else did you fight in that match? Do you remember?
I'm so horrible with names.
I know Sean Kemp was in there.
Yeah.
Matt Atreya.
Sean Kemp, he's a really good dude.
Matt Atreya, I know.
Matt Atreya, who is my tag partner at OSWA. The other three, I really can't remember their names. I'm so horrible with names, and a lot of people are going to give me grief over that, but I'm better with faces than I am names, so.
Right.
I mean, it's no diss to those guys. Right. No diss to those guys.
All right, so you're better with faces. Let's see. Do you remember the, do you remember, this is going to be hard to say, but do you remember the, big fat guy's name?
Oh, God. No, I don't remember that man's name, but he was a tank.
he was a tank, yes, I'll admit, but I mean, Wow, I mean, how did y'all take that tank guy down?
Well, it was a combined effort of all of us.
Right. Right. I mean, earlier while we were on the phone before we even started this podcast, you even mentioned what happened with the nightmare, well, the Houdini Battle Royal. Good old Corey Storm.
Yeah, that skinny little, quick little Dustin Storm just got out before I could. Yeah.
Wait, what did you think about the rivalry between Mickey and Storm? Yes.
I honestly think that is going to be really good because both of those guys are really great wrestlers and they also are really great high flyers. So y'all best keep an eye on those two because I got a funny feeling that those two kids are probably going to be in the big leagues very soon.
Talking about big leagues, are we talking about like WWE, TNA, NXT?
Let's put it this way. Those kids, the sky's the limit for those two.
Yes, I agree. I even think the sky's the limit for that kid that they call the Hot Fire Myron Reed. You know?
Oh, Myron? Yeah, he's another one. He's got the sky's the limit.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, at the Pro Wrestling Freedom Show, which, yeah, I know I'm taking it back, but the Pro Wrestling Freedom Show, I don't remember what the name was, but we actually got to see Mickey versus Myron. Goodness, that was an awesome match, but I didn't like the outcome because, of course, I was going for Mickey Muscles, but Myron Reed ended up beating Mickey Muscles. But I mean,
those two have been running the ropes together. They've been tagging together, so they know each other's moves. Just like if I was to work Matt or Treya, or if I was to work Van. I mean, those guys I've known for years. It's anybody's ballgame at that point in time because they all know each other's moves, just like they know mine.
Right. But I mean, talking about moves, Petey, I mean, I know how, like, you sent that Facebook message, but talking about moves, Petey, what is your special move? Or what's your finishing move?
My spin-out flatliner? I call that the amusement park.
The amusement park, wow.
Yeah.
I think we saw that last night, didn't we?
Yeah, actually, you saw an adapted version of that. You saw the spin-out flatliner with the cutter at the end of it. Looking at Atreya.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. That was awesome.
I think that was probably one of my favorite ones.
Thank you.
I agree. But, I mean, Petey, I mean, talking about, I mean, reffing, I mean, geez Louise, I mean, have you ever seen, like, any, like, good refs, like, in the days, like, referee Chris Peckett-Sharp, referee AJ Lucio, referee Charlene?
Well, I think he knows Charlene.
Yeah.
Yes, I do know Charlene. Charlene's one of my good friends.
Yeah. But, I mean, have you ever, I mean, where do you pick up from that refereeing to this day now, if you know what I mean?
Well, a lot of people get into this business either A, because they want to be in the business. They either A, want to be a wrestler, or they just want to be involved somehow. I started off in the business because I wanted to be a wrestler. I always have been one. I've always wanted to be a wrestler ever since I was a kid. I just didn't know how to go about it. So a good friend of mine, Jason Saint, brought me into the business as a cameraman.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after the cameraman, I went to a couple shows where I couldn't run the camera. Well, he looked at me and said, well, how about we teach you to ref? I was like, cool. Gives me more to do. Well, I learned to ref, got real good at it, and lo and behold, here comes Christian Skyfire. Well, Christian Skyfire pretty much threw me in the business. Trial by fire, shall we say. My first match was actually against Christian Skyfire. I had no idea what I was doing. We were down in Tennessee. It was Smoky Mountain Wrestling, Tennessee. Yeah, pretty much I got the dog crap beat out of me.
Right. But so
that's pretty much my evolution to wrestling.
Right. Which is I have to say, hearing that, which that's a great story, you know. But, and hearing your background history. But, Petey, now I got a question.
I have an answer.
And fans listening, drum roll, please. Because, Petey Young, are you ready for some questions?
Sure, let's have them.
Brianna, do you want to start it off?
Yes, I'm still waiting to ask this one. Why did you want to become a wrestler, Stan?
Why did I want to become a wrestler? Well, I grew up watching the old school era, Hulk Hogan,
King Kong
Warrior, Macho Man, Randy Savage, Roddy Piper, and all them. I've always been athletic. I've always been into sports, and wrestling was just one of those things that always had my attention. I always wanted to do it ever since I was a kid, doing backflips off the roof onto my buddy Jason. It's always been there. It's always been in the back of my mind. It's always been in my heart, and I just felt that, I can pursue this and I can do it.
All right. Well, yes, now it's my turn to ask you a question. Talking about your buddy, old Jason Saint, which I hope he's listening and I would say watching, but Jason Saint, I hope you're listening to your good friend Petey Young on this podcast. But Petey, have you ever wrestled, with Jason Saint being your manager? Have you ever fought anywhere?
That has happened one time. That happened up in, NWA, CCW, Circle City Championship Wrestling up in Indianapolis. It was just a battle royal, but, it was a one-time thing, and, it was really good to have a friend who's been one of my close friends for almost 30 years.
Right.
Being in my corner.
Brianna, next question.
Okay, what's your favorite diva in WWE right now?
My favorite diva in WWE? Oh, I'm going to have to go with Becky Lynch on that one. I love her attitude. I love her charisma. I dig the steampunk look, and it's just...
That's a good one. My two right now. Well, my first used to be Nikki Bella, but my two are right now is Sasha Banks and Bayley.
Petey, talking about old school wrestling. Now, who did you want to grow up to be like? Did you want to grow up to be like Roddy Piper, Hulk Hogan, Ultimate Warrior, King Kong Bundy, Randy the Macho Man Savage, or... who did you want to grow up to be like?
Well, actually, it was the first name you mentioned. It was Roddy Piper. I actually met Piper a few years before he passed. He turned out to be a really cool dude, and every time I met him and seen him in person, he would always ask me, why aren't you a wrestler? Why aren't you a wrestler? So it was kind of one of those things.
Right.
So yeah, Piper was always one of my top favorites. He was actually my top favorite. So yeah, it was always Piper.
Which R.I.P. Right, Piper. Brian Paul, next question.
So, who was your inspiration in wrestling?
My inspiration in wrestling was a mixture of Piper and Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior.
Wow, that's a good question. Now, Petey, I know you probably never wrestled these names, but I'm just going to ask.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know Brianna's probably going to flip out once I mention this guy's name. But, Petey, have you ever wrestled at Jay Dawson?
Oh.
No, I haven't.
Have you ever wrestled Tyler Matrix?
No, I haven't.
Okay, let me throw this big name on to you. Let's see if you wrestled this guy before. And if you have... We want a story behind this wrestling match, okay?
Okay.
Derek Neal.
No, I have not. I've never wrestled Derek Neal.
Okay. Well, I mean, talking about EPW, I know you've wrestled, of course, Christian Skyfire. Have you ever wrestled Rudy Switchblade?
No, I have not, and if I ever got the chance, it would be an honor and a privilege.
Which, Rudy is supposed to be a guest on this podcast coming up soon. Which, Rudy, if you...
And Rudy just actually had a match with someone last night.
Yeah, by the name of ZDP, Zachary Pittman. Which, Zachary Pittman beat Rudy. Which... Not happy with the outcome.
He was at the show last night.
Yeah. Pittman was at the show last night. I forgot about that. But, alright, let's go with this one, which is in my final. Or, Brianna, do you have one more?
Not that I know of.
Alright. Well, Petey, I know I already asked you about it on the phone, but Petey, if I was a booker, how would I get in touch with Petey Young to book him on one of my wrestling shows?
Well, you can always get a hold of me on Facebook. It's Petey Young. You know, social media is always a good way to get a hold of me.
Right. Well, and I'll say, like I said with Maxwell Sled, guys, it's easy. And Maxwell Sled even improved it, and I bet Petey Young can even improve it. It's easy to go out to your local wrestling, to watch your local wrestling, to buy merch from the local wrestlers, and have a good time, cheer the good guys, boo the bad guys, which... I mean, Brianna and I, we were sort of on the line yesterday on if we should have cheered Petey or if we should have booed Petey, but, I mean.
It was a hard decision that you and your tag team did a pretty darn job.
Yeah.
Well, we try to put on the best we can, and we try to hit as hard as we can do.
All right. Petey, I hate to tell you this, but, actually the guy with the really long hair yesterday and the big long beard.
Well, there was two guys with big long beards and really long hair. That was Matatrea and the other guy.
Yeah, not Matatrea, but the other guy. He was actually my favorite to win that, five-star scramble match or whatever you want to call it. But you're truly on the podcast right here. Mr. Petey Young won it.
Well, I guess I think me and Mr. Matatrea might have to show him the death marks then.
Yeah, I agree. Have it. One more question, Petey, if you have time for it. If you don't, just let me know. But have you?
I got time, man.
Good. Have you ever wrestled the Bomb Shelter, aka Joseph Schwartz and Michael Zodiac?
No, I've never wrestled them.
Well, would you and Matt Atreya be up for it if they opened an issue challenge?
Well, that would be something that me and Matt would have to discuss.
Joseph Schwartz, if you're listening, sir, yes, I told you yesterday I should make you a poster at Pro Wrestling Freedom, but guess what, Joseph Schwartz? Yes, you heard it yesterday again from me. It's easy, Joseph Schwartz. You suck. Well, Petey, thanks for being on, buddy, and I mean, thank you for telling the background of your history and everything. And
no problem. Thank you for letting me be on the show, guys.
You're welcome.
No problem.
Yeah, no problem.